The halacha is that ben Eretz Yisrael abo lechutz laoretz Shulchan Aruch paskens that is not allowed to do a melacha beyond tefshin. And I want to start, there's two halachas, it's ben Eretz Yisrael shebo lechutz laoretz ben chutz laoretz shebo leretz Yisrael. Ben Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutz La'aretz, Me'ikar Adin, Kolzman, he didn't decide to move to America. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's kavua in Eretz Yisrael. He just is visiting there. For medical reasons, for vacation, for learning in a yeshiva there. I'm all given as Azach Eichet. Yeah, his in-laws are there. So the halacha is, if he came to Chutz La'aretz, if he came to Chutz La'aretz, Kozman he didn't come to a mokim if Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if Yishuv Yisrael, he's allowed to do melacha. He came to a place that is no Yidden. He's allowed to do a melacha. But when he came to a place that are Yidden, he's not allowed to do a melacha. Why is not allowed to do a melacha? Lemaisi is a ben Eretz Yisrael. He Lemaisa himself keeps only one day. If he keeps one day, why is he not allowed to do melocha? So the mocker from the halocha that he's not allowed to do melocha is a gemara and psochim. Ahoylech mimokim lemokim. Mimokim she'oisim melocha be'erev Pesach, lemokim she'en oisim. We Lemaisa today are not oisim melocha. We don't shave after chatzos, all different halochas. But a person comes from mokim she'oisi meloche lemokim she'ein oisi meloche. So the aloche is noisim olav choymri mokim she'olach l'shom. They give him the choymri mokim she'olach l'shom. Ve'al yeshane miplei ha'machleikis. So the person is coming from a mokim that they do meloche to a mokim that they don't do meloche. Noisim olav choymri mokim she'olach l'shom. They give him the choymrei, the mokim sheholach l'sham, ve'al yeshanim b'pnei ha'machleikas. And the Gemara brings down on that Rav Safre was in a mokim that pki b'kvi is the yarche, like what we call today Eretz Yisrael, that they knew exactly that they had only one day. And he went to a place that are not pki b'kvi the yarche, that they keep 2 days. So he knew the halachas, and he knew that he has only one day. And he said also, even so, he would not do a melocha by Yishuv. He would not do a melocha by Yishuv. So again, we see, mechutz la Yishuv, you're allowed to. So the Maaseh is mevur in the Gemara that a person that comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is not allowed to do melocha by Yishuv in a mokim that Ayidin, mokim that is Yishuv bnei Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara doesn't say clearly what it would be if you do the melocha b'tzina. It says you're not allowed to do b'yishuv. Although a mokim that is no yidden, you're allowed to do. So this brings us to the question, what would it be if you come to a place that are yidden, and you're doing it b'tzina, no one sees? You're allowed to do a melocha, or you're not allowed to do a melocha? So this shayla be'etzem, nechliku bo gdoy le'oilom. Nechliku bo gdoy le'oilom. The Taz says, you're allowed. The whole reason is mipnei machloikas. But if no one sees, the same reason, if I'm not b'yishuv Yisrael, I'm allowed to do a melacha. So even if I'm b'yishuv Yisrael and I'm doing it b'tzina, I'm allowed to. It means ma'arshal, ma'arit. And b'syosef has a sefer tshuvas afkas roichel. It's even dear mashma b'teich advorim that b'tzina you're allowed to. There's no machlekes. Le'umas them, the Mogen Avram, the Radbaz, and the Mishneh Berurah paskin that you're not allowed to do melocha afilu betzina. The shaila why? If the reason is b'pnei machlekes, so the Faresi is a machlekes. Betzina is no machlekes. So why I'm not allowed to do a melocha betzina? A ben Eretz Yisrael that comes lechutz la'aretz. So Tesis and Psochim says, שמלוכה היא אפשר שלא יתעושה בצינה. אז So the Ran explains, Pshat, Avada could be that a person, but Val Bederich Klal Meloche, people hear, people see. So Val Bederich Klal Meloche, people see and people hear. Bemele is also Loiplug, all of the Melochas are also. All of the Melochas are also. But lefi them, it's only Meloch. Lemoshel, to eat, if we'll be enough community to eat, you'll be allowed to. The Ran says a second teretz, no? Maybe only melochis mefursomis. Take only melochis mefursomis. The Ramban says no. Yontef Sheni is like an Isur. And Bemele, the person that comes to Chutz La'aretz, like the Ramban, he gets Keilu, he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz mid the Rabbanon. And Bemele is not allowed to do the melochis. So vite that some Achronim wanted to learn that he will have to daven Yontef Tefillah. Chazal u'machmir on Yontef Sheni so much. The Balamor says, no, Avada, he doesn't become like a Ben Chutz La'aretz. But, zog the Balamor, as it is the Prichodesh explains the Balamor, aber val es choyma shenogu by kol Yisrael, it's not like mokim shenogu, so Chazal u'machmir that you have to do. So either way, lemaisa again, the Taz v'siyatoi hold, you're allowed to do melocha betzina. This is Shita Sataz. You're allowed to do Melocha Betzina. The Mishneh Brura V'siyata you learn, you're not allowed to do. The Mogen Avrom V'siyata, you're not allowed to do. Ravoz Notaynes, and to be Nogea maybe in the Hemshech, Ravoz Notaynes, that even though we pass in like the Mishneh Brura, that it's also to do Melocha Betzina, but it's not a Psak Vaday. It's not a Psak Vaday. The Nafkimina that it's not a Psak Vaday, that in different Tzirufim, we'll see Rav Ozner will want to say that maybe you're allowed to do melocha. Lamoshul, Reb Moshe had a tshuva that a ben chutz la'aretz, a ben Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz could put on the light. Ah, you're not allowed to do melocha betzina. So Reb Moshe said like this. First, it's a shaila, right? Second of all, to put on a light, Reb Moshe holds, not like the chazanish, that the issur to put on a light is only mavir, not boine. And Yontef, you're allowed to make a fire. The reason we don't scratch a match in Yontef, it's because Noilad. Noilad is not a melocha. So maybe Chazal Bichlal didn't answer it. Now he says more from that. So maybe Chazal, first the Taz says that it's mutter. Maybe Chazal only asked melochas. Something that is not called melocha, you're allowed to do betzina. Aye, people will see the light. They think the Shabbos clock put it on. So Bemele, Ramosha said not to do it. Ramosha said not to do it. But in different minhogim, Lemoshul, to take a shower, even though we spoke about it, that it's not the right thing to do, take a shower in Yontef, but Rabben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz is allowed to take a shower in Yontef Sheni. Because people think that maybe he holds like the people that you're allowed to. People think maybe he's not doing it called Gufe Bevasachas. People don't know if the Yunkers, the fire goes on or not. All these things are not Nikir, all these Ganes Svoris. So you're allowed to. Lemoshul, the Mishneh Berurah says he's allowed to go out chutz l'tchum. Because people think, Mistom, he made Erev Tchumim. He doesn't have to put Erev Tafshilin to cook in the second day. Because people say, Mistom, he did Erev Tafshilin. This is Be'etzem, the Ikara Aloche. The first part, that this is a glass, this is the Ikara Aloche. Now, there's one more aloche that some achroinim ask a kasha, and it's not so clear that it's a kasha. As the aloche in Hilchei Shabbos, if your clothes got wet, it's raining. And you came back home, you're not allowed to put the clothes in a place that normally you put the clothes to dry. Why? Because people will think that you did laundry in Shabbos. So the aloche, but again, no one is in the house. The house is closed. No one could see. So the Shulchan Aruch, Dovo Shu, Osur Afilu B'chadri Chadorim. So there it's very poshut, it's also b'chad v'chador. Here, we see that's not so poshut. One aore. Second aore, the Mishneh Berurah says there, that the gzeyev chad v'chadorim is only a isur d'oraisa. That people will think that you did laundry. But on a isur d'rabbanon, you're allowed to do it b'chad v'chadorim. So why here is it some shita so that it's also? But the answer is two different sugyas. By us we're speaking mipnei amachloikas. Mipnei Machloikis could be even b'de Rabbonons. There's a gzeirah Mipnei Machloikis. There is no Machloikis. People would think that you did laundry. So it's a gzeira de rabbonon. And the opposite. The gzeira de rabbonon was only an isurim de reisa, not an isurim de rabbonon. Machleikis is even an isurim de rabbonon. Also, and we could say fakert also. That even if there was say the rabbonon's a muter, why here the rabbonon's are also? Because here it's a machleikis. Because another reason that here it's also yot of sheni is murchamu. Mikol mokim, this is the ikar aloch. Now, the second part of that, so we pass in the ma'isa, we don't do meloche afilu betzina. Aber not meloche. Not meloche, we do betzina. Lemoshel. You have to daven. You daven tefillah schol, you have to put on tefillin, you put on tefillin. You put on tefillin. You put on betzina. Why are you allowed to do that betzina? For two reasons. First, it's not called a meloche. And second of all, you will not do your mitzvahs. Okay. Now, here I want to go. People say, okay, so what's that going to get to me, you know? If I'll be a Ben Eretz Yisrael one day, if I'm going to Chutzal, it's okay, it's good to know. I want to say before we start, Sido Naya Rabbonim in America, that they're matir to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael to do melocha when they come to Chutzal. And they say that all the Maris Ha'ayin only exist in time of Chazal. But today the people go from here to there, from there to here, there's no more Maris Ha'ayin. Maris Ha'ayin was when no one came from one side to the other side. Today is groups like Yusach Sfarad, Yusach Ashkenaz, no less is going to do today. People know that Sfarad, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Ashkenazim, Moroccan, Russians, when everything exists all over, yeah? All the Minogim exist in every place. In every place, we have all different minogim. Lemais Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach was not mekabelet, and he said a svore. He said, "You're right, but it's a svore of zilzul beyontif." It's interesting. It's not mefurush in the halacha. Mishdibur said, "Mipnei machlokes," the Gemara said. Yeah, it's a zilzul beyontif. It's a zilzul beyontif. People will come to me mezalzul beyontif. The ma'ase, all of the rabbonim didn't accept that Rav. I don't want to say his name even. But Sido Yidden that come to Chutz Lorz and they do meloche. If not befares ye betzina, they do mamash everything. Yeah, nish beseder. The Mishnah Berurah says. And I want to start because these halachos are mamish nogea to the chutz la'aretz dika, the opposite. The Mishnah Berurah says that the bnei chutz la'aretz, bnei Eretz Yisrael that come to chutz la'aretz, if they daven, they have to daven betzina. And this one everyone knows, that when Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yashiv chutz from that sefer, hold that when you go to chutz la'aretz, bnei Eretz Yisrael, they don't make a minyan. They daven b'yechidus. They daven b'yechidus. The Bis Yosef and the Tshuvas of Kasroichel brings down that the Bnei Chutz Loretz that came to Eretz Yisrael, they make a minion of Yontef Sheni. It already exists in the time of the Bis Yosef. And he says that Alemol is given as a. I remember in Kol Teire, the first years they wanted to make a minion of Yontef Sheni. Shmuel Zalman forced them to close the windows. He didn't let them put up signs. Had to go from mouth to ear of Zazabs. The later years, Shmuel Zalman already led to put up the sign. He says, today people know there's a lot of Nechutz La'aretz here. So the Shoyal asked the Bis Yosef, I don't understand. Is the Isur to do Melochim with Mimari Sarai? So why the Chutz La'aretz, they can allow to do what they want when they come here? Why the Bnei Eretz Yisrael come to Chutz La'aretz, you tell them, don't do Melochis, pretend that it's Yontef, play the ganze game. So why the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, when they come here, they can make a minyan? So the Bis Yosef answered them, Meloche, a takola could come out of a meloche. Davening, what could come out bad at the daven that's filas yontif? So when you read the Bis Yosef, you think the Bis Yosef meant to answer. If people would do a meloche, so people would think, it's not yontif. But the most, so what if the chutzlos think that it's yontif? So bad? So what if the chutzlos think that it's yontif? But this can't be pshat in Bis Yosef. Why? Because the Gemara says, what would be if someone comes, mimokoim, she'ein oisi meloche, בערב פסח למוקם שאויסים. From a place that they don't shave ערב פסח to a place that they shave. He has to shave? Or he's allowed to not shave? Zog the Gemara, he's allowed to not shave. Why? Because no one will chab that he's not shaving. Kama batloni ike b'shuke. Why you have to come to kama batloni ike b'shuke? I'm machmir. The Teretz says it also kocht among machlekes, yeah? A machmir makes a machlekes like a maker. So, Chazal didn't want be'etzem that a person that doesn't do meloche will stop not to do meloche in a place that people do meloche. Right? They don't want. So the shal is again, so why we let the bnei chutz la'aretz to make a minyan in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer has to be that meloche Chazal asked. Tfilas Chazal didn't ask. Meloches, people say he does meloche, davening, praying, everyone does what he wants. One says nishmas, one says that doesn't shtel. If this is the pshat, so lechur and chutz la'aretz, you also could do a minyan. Especially to mitzvah of that rav, that the day people know there's a lot of chutz la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael dike, and to do a minyan. And I'll tell you, the reason I'm saying it over, when I was young, I'm young now also, but I was younger, I was in chutz la'aretz the first year after my chasana, and Musim Chastek, kids, I organized a minyan of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. I was in Gateshead, I organized a very big minyan, I had 40, 50 people. And the Rav wanted to put me in Chayre, and the Rav was very upset with me. worked it out in the end. Today I have Charote. But I had the Cheshbon that I don't see a difference. Rabbi Eliashi says that he also doesn't see a difference, but not that he wants to matter in Chutz La'aretz. He wants to ask her in Eretz Yisrael, but he says, Valde Bis Yosef said that this was the minig mikamas denan, that they make minyanim, so we can't stop the minyanim. We can't stop the minyanim from Bnei Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the answer? The answer Vaisdeis has to be that in Tefillah Vaisdeis is no lois is going to do, there's no pirtza, like the Bishyayisav says, there's no takole. So why did Gdoilim ask to make a minyan in Chutz La'aretz? Because it's a zilzul and yontef. It's a zilzul and yontef. Till I started, B'tzel HaChochma wants to taine, this was B'tzel Mai Kule. B'tzel HaChochma taine is that if it's a zilzul and yontef, it's only if they noyeg minak choyl. My case was, I came to Gateshead, I wanted to make Simchas Torah the first day. No, I don't want to have a Simchas Torah. Like, I couldn't not have a Simchas Torah. So I made a minyan of the Torahs with everything we got. Yeah. So the Tzela Chochma says, that could be I'm right. It says, while the main reason is Zilzul and Yontef, what I did, I also was masking that it's Yontef today. If I would make a weekday minyan on the second day, then the Rav has a tain on me. But if I'm doing a minyan, Lamosha, he says, what would be if Yontef Sheni is Shabbos? The Eretz Yisrael want to make a Shabbos minyan on Yontef. They want to catch up the Kiras HaTeireh, v'chule. So the Chochma says, it's not a chisor. It's no zilzul. Again, Lemaise Chizrani, yeah? The Gdele Yisrael say not to do it. But it's very shver, I'm saying, because there's no difference. The only answer could be is Zilzul Beyontif. The only answer could be Zilzul Beyontif. Well, the answer is Zilzul Beyontif. Well, the answer is it's a Zilzul Beyontif. If it's a Zilzul and Yontif, so if it's not a... Lemaise, I don't see a tzad that Lemaise we could be matir. But yesh al malismuich. So Bnei Chutz La'aretz thing, so it's not so nogea to them. It's not so nogea to them. First, Bez Hashem, you become Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and it will be nogea to you. It will be nogea to you. But one of the main shailas that are nogea, this noise, and I know it's very hard. Especially in yeshiva here, the Olam HaMeikah, so I don't want to go into the tzad to answer. People think, okay, this part, they wait to hear the other part, how you become Ben Eretz Yisrael, the days. אבל הבן חוץ לארץ, אז ישראל, ויאסתי נוהג לחוץ לארץ, בר ישראל, what does it get to me? That's what everyone here thinks. So I'll use one example. I will start with one example. בני חוץ לארץ are here in ארץ ישראל in Sukkos. שמיני עצרס, בני אשכנז הנוהג תהיד in a Sukkah. For us, בני ארץ ישראל, it's about Taisif. You allowed to eat in a Sukkah or not? You allowed to eat in a Sukkah or not? Here you be'etzem, oyver ha'aveire, choym rimokim shebarashom, they don't eat. We don't eat in a Sukkah. So here the opposite happened. The bnei chutz la'oretz. They're not, they do Shabbos, they do b'zayla. But is it Yisrael to sit in a Sukkah? Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if they see someone sitting in a Sukkah, they yell at him, Yoyver Yisrael. They see Yoyver Yisrael. So the Bnei Chutz, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says not to sit in a Sukkah.
Everyone knows it's American.
I said for half an hour ago that everyone knows that it's Israelis in America. Right? They say they leave the garbage all over. Yeah, everyone knows that it's Israeli. Everyone says that Israelis all over the world, and even so is a Zilzul, no?
There's no Zilzul.
Why no Zilzul? One second. Oyver Yisrael. The Oyver Yisrael.
Everyone knows it's America.
Everyone knows. I spent half an hour, you
explained. I know.
That I said that we don't go with that spot that everyone knows, right? This is what I said. Before I said it, it was not Negev. So I said, now we'll use all of that red, Pitom becomes Negev, Pitom here. When I was not allowed to make a minion, you were very happy. Pitom, that I'm telling you now, that you can't eat in a Sukkot. So Zilzul also, what is the difference? Why not? You were Zalzul and Bal Taisif. I said also in the other Sikhastay, my minion was also not a Zilzul. And the Rav wanted to put... What? I don't have to do it b'tzina. Shabbos says, but to eat here in the dining room of Yeshiva is not b'tzina. When all the Israelis pass down here, to eat in the sukkah here is not b'tzina.
That's what I thought about.
No, it doesn't help. Does not go b'tzina. They walk around. This is the shot. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says not to eat in the sukkah. And he's right. Why he's right? He says that Be'etzem, Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. V'orayim, we don't make a bracha. The Gemara says, Yashvinen, Lo'im Evarchinen. So b'meile, Vail, Yashvinen, Lo'im Evarchinen. Yashvinen, Lo'im Evarchinen. When I was in Chutz La'aretz, so I had a big problem. Was Shmini Atzeres. I was Ben Eretz Yisrael. For me, for sure, it's also to sit in the Sukkah. But I was by my Shver, Avrom Govitz, and he sat in the Sukkah. For me, it's Bar Taisif to sit in the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. So I'm not allowed to do it. So the Shaila is, if I eat inside, I'm over a Yisro. So the Shaila, if I'm mechuyuf to eat in the Sukkah or not, so maybe I have to go to my room. Shai, if I could sit in the sukkah. So the Maizel, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if it's chassidim in shtot, that don't sit in the sukkah, you're allowed to sit in the house because there's no marisayin. My Shver told me it's even worse, marisayin. Yeah? He's a very big litvak. He said, that's the erga. That's his erga. It's really a bit too sharp, yeah. So, okay, but I'm not going. It's a bigger problem. What
everybody
to do?
Everybody knows doesn't mean anything.
Everyone knows.
You know, it's chassidim doesn't mean that.
No, there's no shaykes. Chassidim means it's people in chutz la'aretz that don't sit inside. There's no marisahayim because bnei chutz la'aretz also don't sit in the sukkah b'shmini atzeres. Well, it's chassidim in chutz la'aretz. So when you see someone not sitting in the sukkah, it's not a abgefragt Mensch, he's a chassidish guy. He's not a leader of Avera. So, I'm not going to that part. That we spoke enough about Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. It's a big shaila what to do when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, if he's a Ben Ashkenaz. I'm saying Lemaizah today, and every place is Chassidim, so amazing you have this Rosh Hashanah that you can be saying Mecha. But the shaila is Fakir. So Rosh Hashanah holds like this. Val is a Chacham Tzvi that we mentioned last year, we'll mention him again, that Be'etzim and Eretz Yisrael you keep one day anyways. Val Be'etzim is a Chacham Tzvi that in Eretz Yisrael you keep one day. You keep one day. There's a Chacham Tzvi that you keep one day in Eretz Yisrael. And even yeshiva in Chutz Laretz, be'etzem, mi'ikar adin, we don't have to sit in the sukkah. Orai, chassidim don't sit, v'chule. What? They were machmir to sit. They were only machmir when they were in Chutz Laretz. And Eretz Yisrael, that kvir b'kvir is the yarche, afazei vayt, they were not mekabel. Le'umas dem Reb Eliashiv and Rav Osner and Rav Scheinberg hold that you mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. You mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So, but Reb Eliashiv says, if it's Bnei Eretz Yisrael in the same sukkah, so the only eitzah is to put pots or things in the sukkah. The halacha is what it would be if someone needs a place to sit 2 days. And he only has a sukkah, so you move his chach a little bit, you put some pots or things. So Avad, if you put pots in a sukkah normally and you don't have a das to mevatel the sukkah, it's garnish. But you put pots. So someone walks in, he says, he's not sitting in a sukkah. You yourself mechavet, does Hashem betzina. But to sit berabim, Reb Eliashiv holds, it's wrong. To sit berabim is wrong. So some rabbanim hold nishtazay. Some rabbanim hold nishtazay. The shayla is if you don't have a different place to eat, what to do? Lamash, if a person can't put on tefillin betzina b'chutz laretz, so he will not put on tefillin. Shtei nishnat to put on. But the eitzah is lemaise. What is the eitzah lemaise? Shmuel Zalman says if you're a bocher and you get invited for Shmini Atzeres, don't go to be invited by Israelis for the first day. Eat b'chutz laretz dike that they eat. Inside the sukkah, and everyone they have in the house a sukkah, and everyone is sitting in. But don't go to Eretz Yisrael because that you know that they sit inside and they sit outside. You know, all these people that make days for the second day sudas that chelik b'fnim v'chelik b'chutz. So I'm saying, is rabbanim that are matir? Is rabbanim that are matir? But the eitzel ma'ase in yeshiva in all these places to put something. People die that in yeshiva alamol there's different things in the sukkah here. So you know kelim. All different zachim that could pass through the sukkah again, that if you wanted it wouldn't be nikah. But as the inyan lekatchil not eat berabim. For sure, and even if you're a b'liashim. L'mayis the poiskim hold that bnei chutz laretz that come to Eretz Yisrael are allowed to mishtatef v'simchas beis ha'shoiv, even if it's music and they're allowed to dance, and it's not called a p'chisus in yontef. What they're not allowed to is Chalamoed, to go to affairs that are not negated, the Simchas Beis HaShoev, stamp to shows and these Zachen, this is also. But Simchas Beis HaShoev, the Poiskim hold that you're allowed.
Kofashniyas
also, they're allowed to. By them it's not like Kofashniyas, it's Simchas Teire. By them it's real Kofas. So even though they have music, they're allowed to. But now I want Be'etzim to go to the second part. I'm saying there's a lot of more pratim in it, but we'll start. Ben Chutz Laretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned last week, Mamish Bektzora, that Shitas Afkas Reichel, the Bes Yosef, maybe it was like this. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. The Shulchan Aruch was Mashmi that Halacha. It's only the Halacha and Ben Chutz Eretz Yisrael that came to Chutz Laretz, that it's also mitzad maris ha'ayin to do melochas. Ben chuzlot, shebo l'Eretz Yisrael, I started to speak about Shmini Atzeres, and mura lochas, this is new. There's no one spoke about it. No one spoke about it. Shulchan Aruch missed it out. In Hilchos, Erev Pesach, is mokim shenagu l'mokim sheloi nagu. Here is the halochas of Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz. A Ben Chutz Laretz that goes to Eretz Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch didn't speak about. And don't say that it didn't exist, because the Afkas Reichel brings down that in his days everyone went Taliya L'Regel. Afal Pisha Bayis Chorev, Oilim, Maniofis Banaomim Bas Pomaich Bas Nadiv, Shaafal Pisha Bayis Chorev, everyone was going up Taliya L'Regel. So the Afkas Reichel, the Bis Yosef in Chubas Afkas Reichel says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz that comes to Eretz Yisrael, V'day Toilach Zor, has to keep 2 days. And Lemaise, all of the Poiskim Paiskim like that. We mentioned that the Chacham Tzvi says no. Ben Chutz Lorz that comes to Eretz Yisrael keeps only 1 day. Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Lorz keeps 1 day. He has to keep Choyim Rimokim Shiyotza Mishon. He has to put on tefillin. He doesn't become a Ben Chutz Lorz. Ben Chutz Lorz that comes to Eretz Yisrael stops to keep 2 days, and right away he keeps 1 day. What is the difference? Chacham Tzvi explains like that. We said, Yotzo mimokim lemokim, noisim alof choyim rimokim sheyotzo, vechoyim rimokim shebo. So a ben Eretz Yisrael that leaves Eretz Yisrael and comes to Chutz Lorz, he stays a ben Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to do machleikes, b'pnei machleikes, he's not allowed to do meloche, choyim rimokim shebo lesham. Aber choyim rimokim sheyotzo misham, stays. Choyim rimokim sheyotzo misham, stays. So he keeps 1 day. Ben Chutz Lorz that comes to Eretz Yisrael, Zog de Chacham Tzvi, only 1 day. Why? It says like this. The Aloche, if Choyim Rimokim Shiyotza, and Choyim Rimokim Shebo, if I come to a place, let me say, I'm Makpid Rabbeinu Tam. They don't Makpid Rabbeinu Tam. So I keep with me my Chumra. It's a very nice Chumra. These people here are too shvach. They're not keeping the Chumra. I wear a gartel, they don't wear a gartel. So I keep my chumra with me. I don't shave, they shave. I keep my chumra with me. Why? Because what would be if all of my town will move here and we will kick them out? Yeah? So all of this town will become people that have beards, that have gartlach, that keep Rabbeinu Tam. Nebach, these people are clean shave, on gartlach, don't keep Rabbeinu Tam. But if we will take over the city, will become Billingsburg and every single will be here. Right? Then we say, Choyim Rimokim Sheyotza Misham follows the person. Till if he decides to move to Yerushalayim, he could drop his minhagim. Not going now, yeah? But Be'etzim he becomes like Choyim Rimokim Shebo Lesham. Here, what would be if all of my town from America will decide to move to Eretz Yisrael? What they will do? They'll also keep only 1 day. Right? It's not that the people in America are smarter than the people in Eretz Yisrael. They're not that they're frumer. They're because the technique matzav in the place, they keep 2 days. But when you're in this place, there's no point to keep 2 days. When people don't shave, and they come to a place that shave, these people are better. They have a chumre. They take it to their place. They keep 6 hours for milk. We keep 1 hour. So they take their chumre. They don't eat chal, we eat chal, so they take the chumre. Here is not the pshat, the chutz lorz, the people have a double yontef, or never, we have one, so they take the chumre. So Chacham Tzvi, Shlom Zalman says, that dvorev, they're so glad besvore, yeah, they're so glad besvore, that there's no mokum to keep 2 days. This is the Chacham Tzvi. Shchunoch HaRav, for different reasons, says that it goes with the Kedusha, that in Eretz Yisrael every time is 1 day, the Ashpoes go like that, in Chutz Lorz the Ashpoes go like that, and it's 2 days, it's a Pikabole, v'chule, and Eretz Yisrael keep 1 day. Does it Aloch. Shchunoch HaRav is Machmed, in Chutz Lorz you may have to keep 2 days. We don't pass in the Chacham Tzvi, but Reb Shlomo Zalman and most of the Achronim learned that in every Tziruf we mitzaref the Chacham Tzvi. Lemaise, we don't pass in the Chacham Tzvi, so Lemaise, I think everyone is knowing today, a Chutz Lorz, like a person that comes to Eretz Yisrael, keeps 2 days. Till here, everyone knows the Halach. From here, the Halach is so hard and so not clear. And the more I learn it, I see that I didn't know enough. And I'll try to be masbit. This is clear that if someone from America moves to Eretz Yisrael, he keeps 1 day for good. If he comes here for 24 hours, he keeps 2 days. What is the in-between? What makes the Ben Chutz Laaretz, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, that he could stop to keep 2 days? It's one of these halachas that every guy has a different rav that passes to him. Yeah. Some people if they own an apartment, some if they own a hotel, some people if they go 3 times a year, 7 times a year, some people they go, they're here for a year, they rav taught them 1 day, they rav taught them 2 days, they rav taught them 3 days. Yeah. These are lemaisa, it's a very not close off. I know there's a system in a computer that they tell you, you want to keep 1 day, go to these rabbanim. If you want to keep 2 days, if you want to do 1.5, it's these rabbanim, yeah? There's a list of rabbanim that you know. The shaila is, what is the shayresh adovo? I want to explain the shayresh adovo. The achroi avadois is very hard. The Mishneh Brura, that this is our poisek, has words. But again, we can paskin right away. I first wanted to read the Mishneh Brura. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shebo La'aretz Yisrael has to keep 2 days. And he says, Tadavim Betzina. Here the Mishneh Brura says, Tadavim Betzina. So today we said that people don't do that. I'll read the Lashon Mishneh Brura. בין חוץ לארץ שבו לארץ ישראל אם דאית לאסר למקום מצור לאסר 2 ימים טובים ומכל מקום תפילסיון דרצור להספר בבייסוי בצינה. So today it's different. This is in the first years of Shemazama tried to stop it. אוכל, אם דאית שלו לאחזור למקום בוי לאוילום. You heard? אם דאית שלו לאחזור למקום בוי לאוילום. So Rav Scheinberg is מדייק אם דייתו שלו לחזור לבקוימו לא אילום. Means he's forever going to stay here. But if it's not forever, 2 days. טוב סמכס, הוא ילך ממוקים למוקים, סי משנה בורת. אבל בדייתו להשתקע כאן לא אילום, אין לצורך לאחבר כמינק שמוקים שיוצא משם. זאת רב שיינברג, and he's the שיטה, אב לא אילום. You want to stay forever? Keep 1 day. You're planning to go back? Scheinberg declares, what is the ikar of the mechayev? That I decided to stay here, or because I decided not to go back? The Radbaz divides it to 3 groups. It's people that are planning to go back right away. So for sure they keep 1 day, and they keep 2 days. What happens if a person is planning to come here for 3 years to learn? 3 years. So, was a big machlekes, b'gdoyle adoyres, and bochrim that came to Eretz Yisrael to learn for 3 years, and they were planning to come back. All of the rabbonim in France, that was the place that all bezman achido, that bochrim came to Eretz Yisrael, said, he has to keep 2 days. Daite lachzer. Rabbonei Eretz Yisrael told him to keep 1 day. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tov Tzadik Vov says, "Poshto ha'iroe b'Yisrael that they keep 1 day." Lemaise and Bochrim, Bnei Ashkenaz, we say mechad the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says that Bachurim that come here for a couple years and daitem lachzer, they keep 2 days. The Sfardi Bochrim, a lot of the Rabboni pass it to them, if you come here to learn for 2-3 years, you have to keep 1 day. Avade, the Moshe Feinstein says that all of that is if your parents let you to stay here and to get married here. If your parents are supporting you, and they don't plan that you become Israeli, so even if you want to stay, it's a gonish. Even if Michal, we'll speak about what it'd be if you decide. About Stam Bachurim that come here and they told you Bedas Aviyim, so Avadeh and then we never said, because what was the Svar of the Sfardim? They said that a Bochur that comes here is a Chashash that he will get married and he will stay here. And I want to explain. Again, a person that comes here al das to go back right away, 1 day. A bochur that comes al das to go back after 2-3 years, the Mogen Avrom says 2 days. The Sfardim said because he's single, maybe he will meet a girl here in Eretz Yisrael, and he will stay here, and he will live here. But mainly he has to keep 1 day. Chiddo says, but Mechateisa and Daiti Lishoy, Chiddo says that Bitsir of the Chacham Tzvi, so every little kula that we had, we were Mitzaref to make him a Ben Eretz Yisrael. The Maizah, the Ashkenazim don't pass in it at all. I'll get back to it in a second. But this is an Boch. So the Maizah, we don't have enough Kemina. Ashkenazi Bochim don't have enough Kemina Bichlal. They keep 2 days. Because they have a das to go back. They just came to learn for a couple of years. Not only that, some say that if the Bochim go back every couple of months for a visit, could be it's Bichlal not called that they came for 3 years. It's not the Pshat, he came for 3 years. He came, he goes home, yeah, he's planning his stomach to go back. Yeah, a lot of times these boys go home and Pitam, we don't see them again. Yeah, the Pshat, in that day, people came for 3 years. Again, for us Ashkenazim, it doesn't make a difference. Because we say that a bochur that comes for 2-3 years keeps 2 days. But even the Sfardim that had such a minig, you have to know again, if your parents don't let you to get married here, so there's no chashash that you'll get married here. Even if your parents let you, and you go to visit every second day, so also it's not negiah. But
what's special about 3 years?
Well, this was the case. I'm saying special because I'll explain it in a second. The third shaila the Mishnah Berurah brings down, a person that got up with his wife and moved to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So Rav Scheinberg was medayek in Mishnah Berurah le'olam. So Bochim is nothing more to talk about. For sure they have to keep 2 days. Kosvu achroinim. Mi she'oiker diroso im ishtoi ubono lemok liso veliten ve'larviach. Aval pi she'besho שהקירוסו היא דייטוי לאחזור, כמי שאין דייטוי לאחזור. דמסתום את המירסה כיוון דהקרינו לאנשי בייסוי, כושמייצה פרנפסוסוי במורווח הסבוי סמוקוים, אין לזוז משום. So even the Mishnah Berurah said that you have to go forever, but if you go with your wife, we assume that if you will find a good job, you will stay here, so you have to keep 2 days, and 1 day. So a lot of people say, every couple that comes to Eretz Yisrael, Shana Rishayna Dik, has to keep 1 day. And you have some Rabbanim that say, yeah, keep 1 day. I'm going to say, you have Chacham Tzvi, the Tzud Mishnah Berurah. The Poskim Tainer, Reb Shmuel Zalman, all the Poskim of Scheinberg, that this was only on that day that was very hard to move from place to place. But today, the people hop around on the plane, it's not the pshat, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and if they will find a good job, they will stay here. They came here a little bit. But the shaila is, if because maybe, Mishnah Berurah says, because if they will find a good job, they will stay. Shaila is, but it's not vaday. Mishnah Berurah says, he will stay. But it's not for sure. So Rav Scheinberg learns, no, you have to have Le'olam. When you move with your wife in that day, it was so hard to get back, it's Kimat Le'olam. Meli says today, Kimat Le'olam, but they go back. Yeah. So Meli Rav Scheinberg holds Be'etzem, this is his main shita, if you're here for good, 1 day, if you're not here for good, do 2 days. This is his shita. Lema'ise, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Rabbaz is mashal that when a person comes with his wife, this is the difference. The Bochrim, really, American boys belong to America. Israeli boys belong to Israel. When a person comes with his wife, he's independent. Pitam, she finds a job, she likes the place, he likes the place, he gets a job. He's independent. Shmuel Zalman says that even if his parents are supporting him, he's independent. They decide to tell parents, you know what, don't support us. Like a lot of couples, Pitam say, yeah? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you come for a year, you become like Ben Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Eliashiv says, if you come for 5 years, doesn't make a difference if you plan to go back, to start to keep 2 days misafik. 10 years to keep 1 day. He says, if someone comes for 70 years, what is the Aruch? He's planning to die in America. And it happens the opposite. I know a guy 95, 93 years old now, he moved from Toronto to Eretz Yisrael. It was like all of his life to move. He came, he said, when I'm 90, I'm coming back. He came 90, he came back. So he had to keep 1 day? For sure 2 days. So effectively, I should say 80 years. See, it's not up to 10 years. And he says, don't ask me, what is my mokor? I don't have a mokor, it's like the Vriyashi. It's things that you feel. He says, maybe with the years it will change, he said. The person calls him 10 years, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. What? Because he speaks English in his house. Some people, the ganze life is 20 years. When the Ramo was Nifter, 32. Shmuel HaNovi, 52. The ganze Shmuel HaNovi, yeah? Why I'm saying that? Rav Ozna LeMoshe says, a couple that came for 3 years and they want to go back to Chutz Lovitz because they don't have a parnasik. But if you will ask them, listen, if your husband will get a shtal in Eretz Yisrael, you'll stay? He says, keep 2 days. Keep 1 day. Even though he's American and it's most likely that he will not find a job here. He says, stay here. This is what Mishabur said. If a good parnasik will come, they will stay. Sai parnasas ruach, sai parnasas gesher. Now there's no way you can live it. Abeluyutzu, you could live here. You'll become a head of a seminary. That's what they will say. So, this is Rav Ozna. Especially, he says, why? He says, Rav Ozna, you have 1 year, Oruch HaShulchan, you have to keep. Chacham Tzvi, you have to keep. Maybe Ishtakeh? Rav Shaimba says, no. Le'olam. So, what I'm saying is one zach. The Yesod Advarim is like this. This is be'etzem what we call a very gray area. Because was G'dolim that said that Bochim that came to Eretz Yisrael, the Chido, Val is a tzad that they will stay here, they have to keep 1 day. Mishnah Berurah said, when someone comes with his wife, 2 days. And 1 day. Because he came with his wife, 1 day. Rav Shaima says, no. So it's very hard, really, to know what is the gedder. And I'm saying, everyone has to really ask his Rav and his Pesach. But it's taken not so glad. Some people think, and I'm saying, that the imam should go with Rav Shaimba's psak till the end. No, the mice, we have a tzad to go back. We're planning eventually to go back. It's not enough. It's masha from the poiskim. If you're here with your wife, and your stuffs are here, and if things will mamish work out for you, could be you will stay. Some people I know, they say, how much we're planning to stay here for at least 5-6 years. Very hard to tell them that they could keep 2 days. I've added Suffolk, maybe you want to be machmir, not to do a meloche. But we see from the poiskim that, and again, the poiskim Eretz Yisrael were much more noite to say 1 day. Because alamol they were mitzarev the Chacham Tzvi. Alamol they were mitzarev the Chacham Tzvi. Why they were mitzarev the Chacham Tzvi? So they were more noted to do 1 day. Poiskei America, like we said, they didn't pask in the Chacham Tzvi. They were not mekabel the Chacham Tzvi. So by them was more in the tier. Now, I just want to say a klal, and I'm saying again, these things are not masmeiras. All of this is an American that comes to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutz La'aretz, much quicker he becomes American. Why? I want to explain why. The poskim explain like this. When you come from America to Eretz Yisrael, to lose your shame ben chutz la'aretz, you have to become a ben Eretz Yisrael. That you're not anymore choymer mokim sheyotza misham. But when you come to America, that the shame choymer mokim shebolishom achal on you, it's enough that you're living there a little bit already to be called that you have to be noyig minag mokim. Not only that's Mar Yisrael. Now, what goes to Rebbe Weiter? A person that has an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, an apartment in Chutzlaz, he lives half a year here, half a year there. Or, even if he doesn't have an apartment, he rents here, he rents there. The Poskim say like this, the Moshe says, if it's half-half, if in this yontif you're here, you keep 2 days. This yontif you're here, you keep 1 day. Some say, what would be if it's roiv? Roiv of the year you live in America, and a part you live here. So some say you go basa de roiv, but a lot of poskim say that lefi the place that you are. I want to explain, I don't mean someone comes to visit a week. Some people that 3-4 months a year they come to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of poskim hold that in the yontifs that are here they keep 1 day, the yontifs that are there they keep 3 days. Shemazab and Oyebach came with a new chidush. Not all of the gedolim were masking with him. That if someone comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, for all of the shloish haregolim, every yontif is in Eretz Yisrael. And the tshuva he writes down if he has an apartment here. Baal Pei said even if he doesn't have an apartment. But every yontif is here. Shlomo Zalman holds he keeps 1 day. His tshuva is Aleph Chacham Tzvi. Again, this is the Rabbani Eretz Yisrael, and where they could they push it, the Chacham Tzvi. Beis, Shlomo Zalman says, Be'etzem we said there's no reason to keep 2 days. We don't have a suffix. This person is in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, animal he will know. The Shaila is Kilu, and who they will make the Aloch of Yontef Sheini. This person, every Yontef is in Eretz Yisrael. So if every Yontef is in Eretz Yisrael, every Yontef is in Eretz Yisrael, so Yazar Adobo Lekilkuloi is in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is so stark about it that he said, if you don't want to listen to me, you don't have to drive a car. But you're not allowed to daven Tfilas Yontif. Now, not that he's makel to these people. He goes, hey, we makel like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Yashi says, Anishkan Shaychas, 2 days Yontif for sure. Well, 3 days, 3 days here on the Yontif, Anishkan Shaychas. The Maise, more and more the Olam are accepting. I know is some Rabbanim and Rabbi Yenis and David has an interesting minig. He has an interesting shita. He's kavua some yontavs here and some yontavs here, and he goes to feed the place that he is. But this is already a harder shita to understand. Even the people that do like Shlomo Zalman, if they get stuck in Chutz La'aretz and that yontav that they're in Chutz La'aretz, they have to keep 2 days. Shlomo Zalman says, because lemaisa debnei Chutz La'aretz. Now, we'll just touch a little bit. There's two halachas that people don't know. A ben chutz la'aretz, you know, in Yontef you're not allowed to cook for goyim. Lochem veloy le'akum. A ben chutz la'aretz is allowed to cook to a ben Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have a Yontef today. So the poskim clear about it, and it's different kulis to be matir in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's much, much harder. So lemaise, it's nagi a lot of times in a dira. Moshe, I got shvu Islam is on, second day. There's an Israeli bacher in the dira. And the guy that is cooking is a Chutz La'aretz ticket. So if he's cooking and he's marba b'shiurim, it's not a problem. But if the other guy says, you know, warm me a pizza. So he goes, he cooks for him a pizza. He did for everyone, now he's doing for him. It's not so pushy. It's better not to. Now, we'll speak on one more shayla that is negeh me'oid me'oid. There's a lot of tshuvas from Rabbi Yashiv on it. A ben chutz la'aretz, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to say to a ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melocha for you in Yontif or not. The Sharet Shuvah brings down in Tov Tzadik Vav a big machlekes apoiskim. The tzad to Aser is Azei ve'amir le'akum is also Amir le'ben Eretz Yisrael is also Aser. Even worse, La'akum ain't shlichas, L'Yisrael yesh shlichas. So it's kilu you doing it. The tzad of its mutter, Chazal asked Amir La'akum, they didn't ask Amir L'Yisrael. And even if it's mitzad medaber dover, so beremizah be mutter. L'maisa de'achroas ha'poiskim mezad yinam el'altim. It's not like in Erev Shabbos that if you mekabel Shabbos early, that you're allowed to. It's worse. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Rabbim noyagim that they do it. Yesh lelamad elohem schus, aval lemaisa osu la'asis ken. U'b'shas atcha godl yesh al milismech. So again, not to do it. The psak is you're not allowed to do it, and I'm saying it's arichas bifnei atzma. What? Even Beremes. Again, you're allowed to do a Remes that you're allowed to tell a goy to do in Shabbos. But we're speaking of Remes that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do in Shabbos. So again, if you have to be Shas Adchak, it's better to do a Remise. Why? I will explain. Because when you do a Remise, you're not over Midaber Dover. So it's only Mitzad Amire, Mitzad the Isur Amire. The Isur Amire here is not Negea. Because maybe Yisrael is not Mitzuvah, maybe Chazal will not Gezer on it. So again, the people that do it, yesh lohem al malismech, Shlomo Zalman says. But lemaise, we pass in lemaise not to do it, and afilu beremiza we pass in not to do it lemaise. Again, b'shas adchak, yesh al malismech. One of the eitzes is, vali zayid, you could tell on the Moshe, you know, I'm not allowed to tell you, because the isur remiza. So the only eitz you're allowed to do it, if you will enjoy it also, so then you're allowed to. And he understands, and he opens the light, and he reads something, and he does it for himself. I mean, he's a yid, you can work with him. You can go ahead. You tell him, Moshe, you know, you're allowed to open the bottle, drink something for yourself, or you're allowed to, you know, cook for me and enjoy, you know, stay in the room, enjoy the air condition. You can tell him clearly that I'm not allowed to tell you, so I'm not telling you, but I have a problem, I don't know what to do. But a yid is a sach leichter.